Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. I hope you're enjoying the view behind me today. I just thought it would be fun to think of me being on a beach, maybe somewhere in Hawaii with the palm trees blowing, the sand and the waves, and, you know, it's summertime. Shouldn't we all be someplace fun? And so I am going to have to turn that off because it's going to be distracting to me, but I can see on YouTube how it looks, and hey, this is fun. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to try it again, but I will pull my green screen across because it looks choppy when you don't do it that way on Zoom, but what fun, right? Okay, that's enough. I'm going to go back now to Zoom really quickly and change back to my normal background. But it did feel kind of fun at one point here to be like on a beach. If only I could figure out how to sit on a beach and come to you live every day. I'm sure there's a way because many people do it. But how is everybody this morning? And hopefully everybody's doing well. Everybody got through yesterday, which was a fairly quiet day, although it did have its share of ups and downs. Yesterday, as I told you, was my daughter's birthday. So we did a special, because we can't have parties, we did a special meetup in the football field, that the kids play in, and sat around our cars, and she was blindfolded and brought into the field, and she was really surprised to see all of us there. Such is the creativity of human beings when faced with a struggle or a challenge, right? We found a way to get together anyway, and in a safe way. So that was fun. All right, and today we're looking at a day that's not particularly a bad day. Today's a good day. There's quite a few things going on. They don't seem to line up exactly, like some days just seamlessly move along. Today's a little more, not chaotic, but a little more up and down, and we'll get to what all of that is. The biggest news, of course, of the day is that the sun has moved into Gemini. Yay! One of my favorite signs. What am I saying? All of my signs are a favorite sign. But this morning at, let's see, it was 6:49 my time. So very early this morning, the sun moved into the sign of the twins, and what fun that is. So I'm going to see there's a lot of people here. Good morning, J-Lo. Good morning, Amy. You guys love that background, right? I think it just makes me look funny because I didn't have my green screen. I have my green screen here. And it is hanging here for me to use, but I just never seem to get around to doing that. So maybe I will do that tomorrow. We'll play with that. Good morning, Marissa and Ursula. Aloha to you too. Allison, good morning. Debbie Tibbetts, Tumio, good morning. Doesn't that kind of, Debbie, remind you of where we were maybe this, well, a little bit earlier in the year last year as we were playing on the beaches of the Caribbean? Mimi, good morning. And, oh yeah, fan to blow my hair. But except this, if I were on the beach, in reality, I would have my hair up because I can't stand my hair blowing in my face. So it actually, you know, would be maybe just the little tendrils needed to blow around. Good morning, Asa. It's good to see you. And Camila, good morning to you. Terry, great to see you. Yeah, I love that one too. And best old baby, good to see you. You're new. I don't think we've seen you. Be still, baby. That's what it says. Namaste to you as well. Linda Marie, good morning. Deborah Johnson, good morning. Amanda J says hello. Debbie Hedden, good morning to you. Wow, wow, the gang's all here, so that's perfect. So now we can really talk about the real meat and potatoes of the day today, which is all about Gemini energy. But we also, it's kind of funny because we're not quite done with Taurus, as the moon has now moved into the sign of Taurus. So we still have some things to talk about with that sign. So we don't get to let it go completely, but we are moving more and more fully into Gemini energy. And when I was looking at it this morning, it is, you know, not just the sun that's now there. We are also looking at the planet Mercury, and Venus in retrograde is there, as well as the North Node is now transiting backwards through the sign of Gemini. So it's the sign that takes center stage at this point in time. So Gemini's, and wherever Gemini is in your chart is where there's a lot of focus of energy right now. So let's break this down a bit. The sun is in Gemini now until June 20th. And it occurred to me yesterday because typically Gemini would start somewhere between May 20th and May 21st. But because we had a leap year this year, people whose birthdays fall anywhere around the cusp have to really check and see what day their actual birthday is. Because most people are actually having a birthday, a solar return a day before because of that leap year. Oh, hello, kitty over my shoulder. So like, for instance, my birthday's on a cusp, and my actual solar return will be a day before my actual calendar birthday. And that's kind of how it will go throughout the year for most people, especially the people born around the cusps. So the sun in Gemini puts a lot of focus then on our curiosity and exchanging of ideas, as Gemini is a sign that seeks knowledge. It is second only to Sagittarius in its wish to find the deep answers, right? Or find answers. And they want, in this particular time, we're looking for the answers maybe to a lot of questions. We're sort of not wanting to dig too far down. We're maybe superficial, but we want to know a lot. So is that what they would call breadth rather than depth? But in some cases, when something really triggers your fancy, you are likely willing to take that depth, that dive into knowing more and more. So knowledge and curiosity is what's motivating us here for the next several weeks. This is also a very social sign, an extroverted sign, and often we find ourselves more communicative, flitting around from social event to social event, wanting to talk with more people. I've already noticed that my communications are picking up, more emails coming in, more opportunities coming in. It's really kind of interesting, like things are just breaking open right now. And I'm guaranteeing that is because of this Gemini focus of this energy. So we're in a better, more social atmosphere or a frame of mind where we want to share. And if you're still in a sort of stay home, stay healthy, lockdown sort of order, that's going to make it a little more difficult, except that we have these trusty handy dandy telephones and platforms like Zoom that allow us to connect with one another, irregardless of the stay at home order. So reach out and touch someone, be like AT&T and, you know, pick up your phones or get on social media and say hi. This is also a time for the awareness of the choices that we have. We talked about choice a bit yesterday when we're looking at the real freedom that we have is how we are choosing to be in an attitude or how we choose to look at a situation, how we choose to respond to a situation. So Gemini energy brings us really into that focused awareness of the awareness of choices and how many different choices there are. And that is possibly what gives Gemini a little bit of an indecisive edge, because there are so many choices we can make, right? And who wants to settle for just one? You can have five. So in that respect, there is a tendency with Gemini energy to scatter energy or to lose focus because there's so much going on. I find that the best antidote to this, and you guys may want to not jot this down for yourselves, is to make lists. Lists that are not yay long. We don't need them, you know, to be 10 miles long. We just need them to be a few pieces, key information pieces that you can check off as they get done. And that way, the most important things get done and all of the other stuff can get done later or can be played with later. And that is the best antidote I know of for that ADHD feeling that comes up with a lot of energy focused in the sign of Gemini. The sun now, of course, today is at 0 degrees of Gemini. So all is possible. The 0 degrees looks forward to what comes next. And it is a karmic degree or an anaretic degree is another word you may hear sometimes in respect to the 0 degrees. It is a bit karmic in that it shows us that there is something that we must learn as time goes on. It's the opening salvo, if you will. And interestingly enough, there's also the North Node in Gemini, but at the 29th degree. So we have Gemini energy coming in from both sides, both edges, and it shows us that we have a lot to learn. And we also have a lot of experiences from the past, perhaps, that we are also needing to let go of in order to find a new direction. The 29th degree is also a karmic degree. So we have karmic Gemini experiences, at least for today, at the beginning and at the end of the sign. Now, karma isn't a bad thing, right? When I say karma, I think people are automatically going to think there's something negative here. And it's a possibility that you know, something that you left undone from the past comes back to you, something that, you know, where you need to balance the books, so to speak. But karma also brings reward for the work that you've done. So don't forget that part. Karma isn't always just that negative. It's putting, it's the retrieving of the opposite of what you've put out. I mean, wait, let me rephrase that. It is reaping what you've sown, right? So what are you sowing, and have you been living your life with curiosity and open-mindedness? Because that is what is being called for right now as this Gemini energy takes center stage. Now, you also have Gemini profoundly affected by the fact Mercury is in the sign right now. Mercury is the ruling planet, so that adds busyness to the sign. It adds that communication, that heightened awareness of information that's at your fingertips, of looking for more energy, of looking for more answers, for looking for more ways to reach out to other people and to communicate, but also more opportunities to scatter your energy. So again, be careful here. And Venus retrograde in the sign of Gemini. So we are re-evaluating, and there may be many opportunities coming up from the past. There is also a component here of perhaps relationship issues not quite complete coming up again here in Gemini. So that can mean, you know, Gemini is a sign of duality. It's probably one of the signs that handles duality better than any of the other signs. Other maybe Pisces can handle that sometimes, but the true sense of duality in Gemini is that there's always the sense that we're not complete without our partner over here, right? The invisible, you can't see my hand, the invisible partner, this part of you that might be missing. So during the time the sun is in Gemini, or when there's a lot of planets in Gemini, we may be seeking out that soulmate or that part that completes you. And that really plays into our human design, as in human design, we see all the time how people are completing us in some way or another. Not always positive. Sometimes it is an irritation. And I had one of those going on with me yesterday. But sometimes it's also a really blessed coming together of people in order to complete something more beneficial for both parties. So I'm going to head over to YouTube really quick and say hello to anybody else that has joined up. Camilla says, do we people with sun in Gemini feel all those transits stronger? Likely, it depends on how your own natal sign of Gemini is set up. So for example, in my own chart, I only have the sun in Gemini. Nothing else is in Gemini. So now I have the sun in Gemini, Mercury, Venus, and the North Node. So I likely am going to be feeling it more because there's more there. It's bringing up more. If you are someone who has already a lot of planets in Gemini, these transiting planets through here may also be triggering things for you. Depending on the house it's in, that's going to tell you what part of your life it's going to play out in. For those of you who have really nothing going on in Gemini, this is all new energy coming in for you as this, you know, these planets transit through this sign and bring up more possibilities for you. So it is always going to depend on how your chart is set up, what planets there are, where you are in your relative rise in consciousness, and how that will play out in your chart. So I hope that helps answer your question, but definitely if you're a sun in Gemini and all of these other moving parts moving through the sign is definitely going to have an effect on you. Natasha, I love your cat in the background with her tail nicely flipping. She has a message for us. Just be when irritated and see what is truly happening. That's awesome, Natasha. She's often sleeping behind me, as you have seen in the past, but this morning she just decided to pop up and show her face. Ursula, Gemini is at my midheaven with Pallas Athena, a freedom march for you, my friend. And Pallas Athena, of course, the goddess of the warrior goddess. She is seeking out freedom. She seeks to bring you in the 10th house authenticity and authority to be who you want to be and to express yourself in your highest and best reality. And, you know, also with Gemini, there's often, it seems to me, this happens to me quite frequently, there's never just one thing, right? It always seems to be that things come to me in pairs where I now suddenly have to face a choice, a fork in the road, or two options. And it can kind of drive me crazy to have to sit there and try to decide between the two options. So that may also be a part of the experience here going forward, where you may be presented with two of something, two opportunities for relationship, two job opportunities, in my case, what's happening, two different opportunities to go on air in two different directions. It's interesting to see how things are showing up, but they do show up. And so be aware, right? You may have to come down to those choices. And my best guess for that is that the way through that for you, if it's something that is likely causing you distress to have to choose, you're going to go to your human design and you're going to use your strategy based on your type and then your inner authority, which helps you finalize where you make your, how you make your decisions. And let's see, J-Lo, great question, Camilla. I'm a Gemini rising also and Venus, so I wonder if it amplifies. I think it brings some amplification, but it seems to me that you're already in the field of experiencing J-Lo Venus in Gemini. Venus is retrograde in Gemini now, though, so it may be bringing things back to you from the past, things that you thought you were done with that, wow, you know, here it is again in my face, and now I have to deal with it again, and that kind of thing. Patricia, I woke up in time, she says, and happy birthday to you, Patricia. I know your birthday was yesterday. I got notified of that after the fact, but good to see you out here this morning. Camilla says, J-Lo, I also have Venus and Gemini plus Mercury and Juno. So a lot of Geminis with a lot of Gemini energy. That's awesome. Amy Energy says, my Jupiter and Mars are both at 0 degrees Gemini. So today, those are all being affected by the sun at 0 degrees Gemini. So over the last couple of days and on and today, and then on to into tomorrow and maybe the next day, what opportunities are opening up for you, Amy? And how are you feeling about these opportunities? Because Jupiter brings growth, Mars brings action, and the sun, of course, shining that very powerful spotlight on you getting on with the business of being you. So hopefully that's helpful to you. J-Lo, my ascendant is also Gemini in the 12th house at 26. If your ascendant is in Gemini, that is the opening to the first house. So you would be a first house Gemini. There's two yous in that body of yours. Anything before the ascendant would be in the 12th house. Anything after the ascendant, from the ascendant on, is in the first house. Deborah, possibilities. Yeah, yes, indeed. That's how I always look at it. Possibilities, sometimes too many, and it makes it hard to choose, but always possibilities. J-Lo, yes, I have a lot of placement there. Also, time to go in and see what I find. Absolutely. Amanda J, my natal south node is at 29 Gemini in the second house. So Amanda, interestingly, you are on or at the halfway point of your destiny cycle that began likely about 9 years ago as the nodes transit completely from, you know, from start to finish in 18 and a half years. So likely 9 or so years ago, you started with a new destiny. So depending on how old you are, I'm not sure how that's playing out with other things in your life, but this is a check-in point for you to go within and see how well you're doing along your path of destiny. Are you still in the search? Have you found it yet and you're working on it? Is it something that you're still open to, you know, finding more and more of? So that would be in the second house, would be about money. And how are you earning money? How do you value yourself? How do you draw to you resources so that you can live your life and thrive as opposed to just surviving? So you may have two jobs. Maybe there are two ways that you draw in income. J-Lo, unless it's some extra money, it can keep things I do not need. That's funny. Passion Moku, hello. She says, visiting for much of this awesome information. I'm interested in astrology, gene keys, and human design. Amazing. So am I. And I love how you use the Pleiades calendar and the tarot card readings too. Thank you very much. And it's great to have you join us live today. And we absolutely enjoy having new people, which gives me this moment to say, if you really enjoy the broadcast, please hit the thumbs up button. I don't know why, but that really is helpful. And if you haven't yet done it, check down below here and hit the subscribe button. If you also are so inclined, you can hit the little bell, and the bell will send notifications to you when I come on live. So that's my little self-promotion there. Ursula, adding my thumbs up to support your incredible gift sharing. Janet, thank you very much. I so appreciate that. Okay, so if you have any other questions about the sun in Gemini or any of the other fun stuff going on in Gemini, please put that question in the box there, and I will come back to that in a moment. I'm going to switch over now to where the moon's placement is today. The moon is in Taurus. Yay, right? Taurus, sensual, sensitive, loves being in the physical, is love in love with love, is able to get things done. So today's a great day to get things done. And that is added to by the sextile the moon makes to Mars today. It's a great day for list making. I actually had a list this morning and I've already checked off two or three items. Somehow I got my show ready this morning before 5 minutes to eight. And I had like 30 minutes that I had to be able to catch up on some things because yesterday I didn't get much done. So today, get her done, right? Get some things done. Make your list, tick off items. Do not make that list overly long because we want to feel good at the end of the day that yes, I did that and I did that. And here today we have this desire to take on the initiative with something to be able to, you know, propel ourselves outward. And remember, Taurus is a sign that does very well with that stepwise progression, which can drive some of you manifesting generators a little crazy because you can do a lot of juggling where Taurus energy and the moon in Taurus brings us into that more step-by-step progression. But we have Mars helping us here to be able to get things done, the most important things. And now with the sun and those other three bodies, Mercury, Venus, retrograde, and North Node in Gemini, our tendency will be to scatter energy. So making that list can be very helpful. For those of you, by the way, let's just go on a little aside here for a moment. For those of you who have an open root center in your human design. So I'm going to show you, that person has a defined one. Both of those are defined. That ain't going to help us. Well, an open root center would mean the very bottom center is white. And if you have that open, then what your tendency is to take in the stress energy of trying to get things done, amplify it, and rebroadcast it, which can cause you to become uber busy and to feel like the more you do, the less you get done. So be very careful at a time like this if you have that open root center, because likely making a list for you is going to be one of those experiences of it becomes longer and longer and longer. So kind of maybe limit it to the top five things at most that you need to get done. Maybe even just the top three so that you have that sense of I've got it done. If you have a defined root center, you're already good at managing that adrenalized stress energy. It may not feel good. You may get stressed out. I'm not saying you don't feel the effects of it, but you deal with it in a better way. So likely lists for you aren't going to create more stress, where if someone has an open root center, a list can create a little bit of stress as you're working to get free of the list instead of working just to get things done. Okay, I hope that makes sense. If you have questions about that, feel free to ask. Now, of course, the moon in Taurus means it's also going to come into a conjunction with our pal Uranus, who makes us feel a little bit impulsive perhaps and to act rashly. And of course, Gemini is also sort of on the edge of being able to do that. So we want to make sure that we are not acting rashly, that our focus today needs to be on doing what's in front of us, not on, you know, just jumping into something else just because, right? So today we're going to have to try on patience perhaps. And we may be impatient with those stay-at-home orders, right? Or with those things where I can't go shopping. Yesterday, I was like, I just want to go into a store and shop rather than go online and look for things that I need. I mean, obviously, some stores are open and we can do that. But the stores I wanted to go into yesterday, I couldn't go into. you have to plan ahead. That's not my gig. And so it was a little bit frustrating yesterday, and I can see that is happening for a lot of people right now. So you may also have impatience going on with your normal routine, the normal routine of your day. So you might want to change things up a bit. We may have quick changing moods today as well. Do not get too serious about that. Just know that we may feel, you know, a little bit like a rag doll going back and forth here with that conjunction to Uranus. You may have that flitting mind that can make it difficult to focus. So maybe try to get things done earlier today because the conjunction to Uranus happens later. Don't do anything risky today that you may regret later. That is always pertinent for a Uranus conjunction or connection to any of the planets, right? If you're going to take a risk, it should be a calculated risk, not one that is going to create danger or upset your life so much that you have to repair everything tomorrow. So yay for that change up energy, but also know that that change up energy or that impatience you're feeling needs to be channeled in a positive direction so that we're not upsetting the role of our lives. And literally that is it today for the moon. So the moon is in a more quiet space at the moment. We'll have some more excitement with the moon as we get into Friday, but for today, enjoy the little bit of peace. Just know that you've got that one blip on the screen. Now, the major aspect besides the sun moving into Gemini today is also Venus retrograde in a square to Neptune. Now, Venus and Neptune are, I often look at them as sort of they're linked through love. Venus being the more earthly, physical forms of love energy, and Neptune being the more highly spiritual connection to love energy. So no matter how these two come together, there's often a feeling of pleasantness, even in a square. Maybe it's pleasant laziness today. That would be awesome too. It gives the day a bit of a daydreaming, romantic feel, where we're not maybe inclined to get as involved in making that list and getting a bunch of stuff done. It could be the tempering energy to the more crazy sun in Gemini and conjunct moon to Uranus energy of the day. But for those of you who are artistically inclined, and there's several of you out there who are, this may be a great day for expressing your artistic creativity, for becoming inspired to work on other pieces of art. But we do have to watch one big thing with Venus and Neptune, and that is being in the watching your unrealistic expectations and how they come crashing into reality at times, right? And also watching for projecting that unrealistic expectation outward onto other people in your life. And when we're doing that, that's going to create that upset, the possibility is that, you know, we don't see things clearly. And if we're not willing to keep our own counsel and we package things up and throw it out there onto other people, then we can create the worst side of this, which might be breakups in our relationships. So we don't want that. We want to be able to work through our relationships. And the best way to do that is to be responsible for your own self-processing of anything that comes up during that period of time. This is a great energy for fantasizing, for imagination, but sometimes then when reality comes in, it bites and we get upset over that. So depending on how you personally define imagination and fantasy, it could be, you know, diving into a good book or diving into a creative thing, but the other part of you may be looking at unrealistic expectations in your relationships or in how things are working between you and other people. So keep it real today, but also keep it pleasant, keep it cool. Remember that love is the main energy here. So love is the bigger organizing principle here, and love is the biggest energy of all, and it overcomes everything, right? Only love is real. And I can't remember where that came from. That was one of the first metaphysical things I ever learned, was that only love is real. Only love, not fear, not hate, not any of those other things. They may feel real, but the only energy that's real is love, right? So checking back over here to see how people are doing. Camilla says, I have moon in Virgo. My life is all about to-do lists. I have the moon in Virgo as well. And so does Mimi, who has the moon in Virgo, and a couple others that I know out there. Moon in Virgo. So Mercury, the planet, also rules Virgo. So that gives you that Gemini quality of mind as well, or that feeling of very powerful mind and wanting to get things done in a very systematic, routine sort of way. Loving that habitual way of getting things done. Sometimes the problem with a Virgo moon is you get caught up in that and then you feel out of sorts when things don't go according to plan. I know that's how I feel sometimes. Deborah. Oh, okay. In case we decide to use a chart. Okay. Amanda J, that definitely fits. I'm 46. Life definitely feels like I'm at a turning point. Lots of inner work, finding myself value and new ways to create money since health changes or challenges, maybe. I'm not sure what that is. So let me speak to that for a minute, Amanda. So age 46, you're kind of in that space between your Chiron return that comes at about age 50-ish to, and also your move more toward your expression of the North Node. So that happened at around age 40 to 42. And your Chiron return happens likely between 48 and 52. So you're sandwiched in between that. So there may be a lot of inner turmoil, especially with the number of planets we have retrograde right now, as you're trying to get clear about who you are and what's next. It's almost, I know what I felt going into my 50s was that feeling of, if I don't do it now, when would I do it? Right. So there's a little bit of a pressure perhaps to get clear, to get on path, to make your mark or your contribution, which, by the way, is where the Earth is or Sun is this week in human design, right? Making your contribution, making sure that you're serving, using your gifts and your talents in an appropriate way. So yeah, there is a lot going on for you. That turning point, you're in the middle of the turning. So J-Lo says, funny, I got lazy pretty quick today, like I need to be in dreamland. Go with the flow, J-Lo. Go with the flow, J-Lo. Yeah, I'm a poet, don't know it. Why should we go with the flow? Well, if you're feeling lazy and you go against that flow, do you think things are going to work out? Right? If when I'm feeling lazy, if I try to push myself to do something that I don't really want to do, it's not going to turn out well. So it's often better for us to just do a quick check-in, discover what's going on. Am I tired? Have I forgotten to eat? Yesterday, I left the house to go to an eye doctor appointment, totally forgot I hadn't even eaten breakfast, and it was 10 o'clock. And I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Because my stomach's going to growl in the middle of my eye exam. Oh, not good. But remembering to take care of yourself, nurture yourself, do a check-in with you. If lazy is the energy of the day, then be that way because it will shift later. I guarantee it. And Mars energy will insert itself or Uranus energy will insert itself and you will have some more motivation perhaps to get some things done. But don't feel guilty or bad when that energy shifts like that, because it's also a part of our experience. We've just gotten too much into being human doings. Excuse me, which brings me to our energy of the Pleiadian Earth calendar, because remember our beginning of the week of this spiral of consciousness began at one being, and it was a reminder that this entire 13-day period was going to be all about learning to be in various states of nurturing, of taking care of ourselves, of empowering ourselves. So that's our umbrella energy. Today we have gone into the seven energy. Today's seven remembering, which is Manik in the Mayan calendar. It was a representation of the hand or sometimes of the deer. And it was remembering that we are tools of spirit, that housed within us is all of the tools that we need, that divine spark that we need in order to do what we came here to do, to complete our mission, that we cannot fail, right? That we can complete our mission here on the planet. So what we have today with seven, it's the halfway point between the cycle, right? Seven is the merging world's energy. It's that we're taking in, it's the halfway point between the initiation at one being in this case, and the completion, which will take us to 13 ascension, or 13, what was the 13 day? Exploring. And yes, that's right. 13 exploring. Didn't feel right at the moment. So what we're seeing here is this checking in with ourselves. This is energy that's mystical and visionary, and it suits well with the moon, with the, excuse me, Venus retrograde squaring Neptune, imagination and fantasy, right? And the artistic inspiration and that dreaminess or that laziness that we might be feeling, right? As we're maybe in, tapping into the visual things, goals that we want to accomplish. And the more mystical things are uppermost in our mind at this point in time. This is about merging those opposites. So the opposites being and doing, and comes into this now, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever we're feeling is absolutely correct, because it couldn't be anything other than that in this moment. And remembering that in the heat of the battle, right? Remembering, that's the energy today. The other energy of the seven is about remembering your divinity. So we have seven energy that wants us to remember something. And then we're on a day of remembering. Remember, the numbers are matching up to the earth energies this week. And so it's like a double dose of our learning, of our remembering, in this case today, the truth of who we are. Remembering your divinity. And in that, you are connected to everything. That little blade of grass out there, that little fly flying around, the big trees, the ocean, the earth herself, every person, everything you are connected to, right, as a divine being, and that you have a relationship with all that is. And that might mean that you have to remember you also have a relationship to source, and that our real search, our real purpose for everybody in this life, but it might be on a different lane, is about searching for cosmic truth. What is the truth? Then the energy of remembering itself also brings a component of peace and equality and cooperation and sensitivity to one another and to the needs of others. So you may tap into something that's going on with another person and be able to help that person. The other thing is you may be tapping into your own needs. Isn't that a wonderful idea? What do I need? You know, what's really true for me? And that's this day, right? It seeks balance. It seeks merging so that everything becomes one. It is a time to unite, taking all of those differences and all of those dualities that Gemini brings us and uniting them into one, right? Finding joy in the ability to tap into your gifts and to share your gifts and talents with the world, no matter what that gift is, no matter what that talent is. And today is a day to remember, here's the key for the day, that all is possible, and that to attain what you desire, all you have to do is open up and tap into it. That it's not being denied to you, that even if it hasn't materialized yet, it's maybe just not the right timing. Right? The right people, all of the circumstances haven't lined up yet. It doesn't mean that it won't come, that it won't happen. Remember who you are and that all is possible, and that you're a divine being and you're holding space, much like Buddha did, for all that is for you to happen. Okay. Hopefully that helps. All you need is love. If I could sing, I would burst into song. Deborah Johnson, thank you for that reminder. Amy says, love that. Only love is real. Love is all you need. We have all these fun things. So Debbie Hedden says, I too have moon in Virgo. So we've got a few of us here with the moon in Virgo. And Amanda J, you're very welcome. Natasha, life got a call last night. Great at being then was called me fake. What? And didn't know me at the end, hung up. I got my notes ready last night. Then I'm waiting until today to respond. Exactly that. I think sometimes when other people tap into this sort of crazy energy on the planet, they don't know what to do with it. They don't have a channel through which they can understand what's happening or decide what they need to do. So your best bet is to wait till you get clear of the emotional energy to respond. So perfect for you, Natasha. And yes, Terry, those protein shakes are awesome. And Ursula says she has an open root center. And so let's, you know, I do have Ursula, I have your chart, I do believe. So let's see if I can open up your chart here and we'll share what I mean by an open root center. So just one moment while I pull yours up, and maybe we'll look at a couple of others as well. Okay, what S, I have time. Perfect. Sharing my screen now. Okay, Ursula, this is your chart. And what we see, you have a lot of openness. You have a lot going on here in the open zone. So let me just remind everybody about what open centers are versus what defined centers are. First of all, it is an open center when it's white like this. These centers that she has going straight down the middle are called open because they're white. These are areas where you're taking in the energy from around you, from the people around you, from your social conditioning. You take that in and you expand it or amplify it and you rebroadcast it. And of course, it's not your own energy. So you're taking in other people's energies or even planetary energies as they transit, and you tend to broadcast that back out. It isn't your authentic energy though. So it serves to either confuse you or cause you to be something that you're not, and or even to start you down the road of burnout, because you cannot sustain the energy in the open centers because it isn't your own energy. And then the centers that are defined are the places where you are broadcasting your own authentic energy. So here you are authentically emotional, you are authentically egoic or willful, and that is not a bad thing, so don't go there. And you are also authentically intuitive. So you have some very powerful energies interconnected here that help you determine how it is that you're going to live your life. But your openness in the sacral center and in the root center here and in the head center, oh my goodness, can cause you to be something that you're not, or to try to keep up in a world that is generated, right? 70% of the population sitting there as generators or manifesting generators to your 22% or so of the population that are projectors, where you feel like you're constantly having to keep up and do like they do, when you're really more of that sitting Buddha waiting for opportunities to be invited out of you, or be invited into the big things in life, relationships, jobs, opportunities like a work or relocation, anything that's big in your life, even a big expenditure, you need to wait to be invited into. Now, when we look at the root center and the head center have something in common. They are both pressure centers. So the head center here, it has the pressure of answering questions. And so for one thing, your head has a hanging gate here of self-doubt. So you may always want to know why. And you may always, because it's going to help you decide if this is true for you or not. You initially maybe greet things with either not enough skill, or you're feeling like you doubt your own maybe motivations or your own skill. When in reality, this is a gate that should be helping you to have discernment about what other people are bringing to you. And so this energy is sort of a can you prove it energy, but it can sort of cause you to try to answer questions that no one has asked, but are coming up from internally within you. And the pressure to answer those questions can keep you caught up in the mind. The root center on the other end is a pressure center for doing. So here is where you constantly feel like you need that longer list, because you're working to get free. You're taking in the stress energy from around you, but without a way to really disperse that energy, you may find yourself more stressed, burned out. This is the center that has sort of a connection to the adrenal glands. So burnout is definitely a possibility here. And you're very sensitive with the gate 19 hanging, you're provocative with the 39 hanging, and imaginative with the 41 hanging, but that energy is hanging. It doesn't go anywhere until you have either a transit or another person with energies that help you express that. Now, you may be feeling a little more balanced at the moment, Ursula, because 39 is caught up right now with Mars, at least through tomorrow, at the gate 55. So this entire channel of emoting is connected up for you right now, giving you access to that root center energy. It's possible you felt more able to deal with stress over the last several weeks as Mars was sitting here. But as of tomorrow, that goes away. And if you were pushing yourself too much, you're going to feel it when that energy goes away. So I'll love to hear from you, maybe not tomorrow, but the next day, about how you're feeling, because that is sort of Mars withdrawing the energy from the gate 55, and it goes back to hanging. And if you've overused your done too much over the last 10 to 14 days, then you may feel very tired. So I'll be interested to see how that works out for you. Hopefully that helps answer people's questions. I'm going to see if I can stop sharing. And Debbie Hedden, no, it wasn't Debbie, it was Deborah Johnson, also said something about using her chart to look at. So I want to see whenever that pops up, I like to see what it is that that person needs to hear from me. So let's, Deborah, there you are. I'm going to share my screen again. Oh, so, all right, hold on. Let me share your screen, my screen. Here we go. So Deborah Johnson, your chart looks a lot different, yet you are also a projector. And as a projector, I just got a chart reading that I need to do next week for someone who's a projector who has all of the centers defined except the sacral and the spleen. And I went, oh my gosh, that always makes me a little concerned because that is someone with a lot of energy and wants to put it out there in the world, but without a defined sacral, it can cause a problem, right? Because you're trying to do too much. And in your case, what you have is the defined head and ajna and throat center and the identity center, but no energy here in the motors to get you going. So you have to be very careful about how you enter into things because easily you could get stressed, you could get overworked, you could get overly emotional, you could use endurance energy that you don't have, and it can also undermine your health. So you want to be very wise about how it is that you enter into things. You also have an inner authority that's interesting, and because self-projected, in fact, your chart looks just like my oldest son. He has the head, the ajna, the throat, and the identity center defined and nothing below it, and has self-projected inner authority, which means that you often, you're more of a verbal processor. And what I mean by that, you see, you've got a defined throat. It's very defined. You have lots of energy in the throat center. You're a communicator. And it means that often you just need to hear yourself speaking about whatever decision you're trying to make in order to tap into what's true for you. And that's an important thing to know and to let other people know that, you know, you're just throwing things out there. You're not necessarily needing them to even speak to you about it. You just need to hear what your own wisdom is about what it is that you are making a decision to do. So having a friend, you know, trustworthy friends, people who really love you and respect you and are going to tell you the truth if you're asking a question, because that's what you really need to see is the true answers, the truth, as it is sort of reflected back to you from the people in your world. So that is the best way for you to make decisions. One, you're waiting for the invitations into the big things in life, and you can think about them all you want, but your truth is when you speak to it and hear the answers that are coming back to you from either other people or how you hear yourself answering your own questions. You know how they used to say that, you know, if you talk to yourself and then you answered yourself that you're insane? Not true for you, not true for you at all. You are definitely somebody who's meant to verbally process and not get into feeling like you have to do because until you have a clear-cut invitation and an inkling of, you know, how this is playing out for you, you don't need to make any big decisions. So it goes a little slower for you. Hopefully that's helpful. Okay. Going back over here to YouTube really quickly. Any questions about any of that? Daily spiritual vlog. Interesting. Natasha, sorry, trying to explain with few words. Masumink, good morning to you. I think you might be new here too. Welcome. It's great to see new people here. And again, for those of you who are new here, if you enjoy this broadcast, please give me a thumbs up and also consider subscribing. It's how I need to get my channel noticed. It's like playing a game, right? See who can get the most thumbs up and see who can get the most subscribes. But right now I'm willing to play the game because I really feel this need to get this information out to the world. I feel like it's the saving grace, right? That the more people who understand that love is the only real energy out there, that the planets really do help us and guide us, and that other things like knowing yourself through human design or the gene keys is the key to our being able to move through these crazy times and to live the life that we were meant to live. All right. So let's see what's up for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 21st. The whole day, the moon will be in Taurus. Yay. Later degrees of Taurus. So maybe we can let go of the Uranus connection. It'll be a quieter day. It looks like it's green while today was red. I love that they color in these days. So we'll talk a little bit about the new moon tomorrow as well, because it pops up fairly early on Friday morning. So join me tomorrow to learn more about the new moon in Gemini. And look at this on Friday, that Mercury is conjunct Venus. Then we have the Sun in a trine to Saturn, Mercury in a square to Neptune, on top of a new moon, on top of the moon herself, making a lot of different connections. So we have Friday to look forward to as a busy day. So I want to manage some of that tomorrow so that this Friday we can actually get in and do some readings. All right. In fact, let's see. I have some more time. So somebody asked me yesterday to pull a card. And what I think I want to pull a card about, and I'm going to use the wisdom or of the oracle. I want to pull a card for us about what we can look forward to, how best to use the energy of the sun in Gemini. This is a collective card, which means that it has meaning for all of us. So let's do that real quickly. And that'll be my closing for the day today, because I meant to do that. I saw that comment yesterday after I signed off. And it is TikTok, upside down. And I'm going to go to Zoom so I can make sure I'm centering this card. Here we go. TikTok upside down. If we turn it around, we see, obviously, it's about time. There we go. It is card number 30, which is a 3. There's a creative element to it. Let's see what that means. I bet you it's going to tell us not to be a human doing, to be a human being, or some such message like that. That's 29. Okay, here we go. TikTok. The essential meaning for the card is timelessness and divine timing and immeasurable time. And in protection, because it was upside down, it says, have you been feeling as if the clock is ticking and gotten a little nervous that your dreams are taking too long to manifest? There is nothing to fear. You will never run out of time for the important things. The miracles that are yours and yours alone can't be missed. Isn't that amazing? You're in such capable hands with guides and angels hovering in the invisible spaces, ensuring that your journey will be filled with all sorts of goodies. Let your anxiety be gently dispelled by your faith. Spirit will never deny you your highest good. All is yours in divine, appropriate timing. You can relax. I think that's a great message for all of us in this time of Gemini that is very busy doing. So that's a great message for us to leave on today. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful day. I will